You are now listening to We're Having Fun on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Jamie will be here in just a second, so stay tuned.
What's up? Oh, that's loud. Oh, ow. What's up, guys? You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name's Jamie. This is We're Having Fun back after a week hiatus. I guess you could say 2 weeks. But yeah, took a break for a week. What was I doing? Something. I was doing something. Anyway, yeah, I couldn't make last week's show. I apologize for that, but I'm back. I was going to have guests today, but they bailed last second. I don't blame them. They said they were going to commute. They had to commute in from Brookline or whatever. And then one of them couldn't make it, and so the other was like, let's reschedule. And I was like, all right, whatever. It's what friends I have. What friends do I have? I have friends. This is your first time tuning in. First of all, I'm sorry. Second of all, I'm a bit off today. I'm a bit tired. I have a very packed day, but we're going to get through it. I do have songs lined up, fortunately, and I'll have guests next week. What's new with me, huh? I know you're all dying to know, itching to know. I went to Rochester this week. Quick vacation to Rochester to visit my brother who's in med school, and then we went to, we did some stuff. Went to Gorge. That was cool. We went to Niagara Falls. That was all right. Niagara Falls is all right. I had a lot of fun looking at it, but the rest of it was not great. Like, getting there and how hot it was, like 90 degrees. I did the thing where you go in the boat, made the mist, you go in the boat, and then you wear the poncho, and then you just look, and then they just drive you right under the falls, and then whoever makes it out alive makes it out alive. Yeah, it was fun. It was nice to feel the mist because it was so dang hot out. And the ponchos, they trap all of your body heat in there. It's a greenhouse effect. They take in the sunlight and they just trap it in there. And it's awful. But looking at them was cool. Although there was a lot of mist, so it was kind of hard to see them. I do recommend going to the Canada side if you just want to look at them. Also, don't recommend going when it's 90 degrees out in the middle of summer. In August. Don't recommend that. But if you're itching to go, I don't know. I feel like it's something you'd see at least once. Obviously it's super touristy. There are just people everywhere taking pictures and stuff. But it's cool. It's fun. Tiring day, but a fun day. Yeah. I think that's all I pretty much have to say. Let's get into some music. But first, There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's called MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from MatchingDonors.com and WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
machine is blue and green. 420s and a small service fee. I could spend $3.63 on Diet Coca-Cola and only cigarettes. This machine begs your luck. All my lies are always wishes. I know I would die if I could come back new. Wind and bright sky to enjoy my suffering. A hole without a key if I break my tongue. Speaking of tomorrow, how will it ever come? All my lies are always wishes. I know I would die if I could come back new. I'm down on my hands and knees every time the doorbell rings. I shake like a toothache when I hear myself sing. Oh, my lies are only wishes. I know I would die if I could come back. Like to salute the ashes of American flags and all the falling leaves filling up shopping bags.
We'll go on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Wilco with Ashes of American Flags off of Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, that album they put out that everyone likes. Not everyone, shouldn't say everyone. You know who doesn't like it? Reprise Records. Or whoever owned it before. There's this whole thing about it where they gave Reprise Records or whatever record company, they gave them the album. The company was like, change it, we're not going to put this out. And then Wilco was like, no, we're not changing it. And then they didn't, and then they got the rights back to it, and they put it online for free, and then None Such Records acquired it and released it like a year later or something. Ridiculous. But yeah, what a beaut. What a good song. Before that, Interpol with Narc off of their second album, Antics, which in my opinion is almost as good, if not just as good, as Turn on the Bright Lights, which is their debut, which everyone considers their best, and also one of the best albums of 2002, or whenever it was put out. But yeah, no, I think Antics is great. A lot of really good, catchy tunes. I feel like Interpol, they're kind of tiring to listen to after a while, because a lot of their song, there's Paul Banks, the frontman, his songwriting style is like very, the songs are very consistent, and the riffs are, you know, you're going to hear a lot of, you know, a lot of eighth notes and stuff, And then a lot of Paul Banks's, you know, very strong baritone voice, you know, kind of nasally, but not, I don't know, not nasally, but like, you know, it's got that tone. And it, you know, I feel like listening to an entire Interpol album is quite exhausting, but in a good way, you know, it, like running a 5K or something. Not that I've ever run a 5K, and not that I would enjoy running a 5K. Not, maybe not the best analogy. For that, lesser known band, this band, the song is called Crank. The band is called Palm. They're a band from somewhere, I don't know, but they opened for this other band called Ought, which I really like, and they were dope, so I decided to check them out. And they have this album out called Trading Basics. They put it out last year, and they're not super well known, but if you're into, like, if you liked what you just heard, you know, that sort of, I'm not gonna say math rock, because I feel like it's unfair to slap math rock onto whatever, but you know, that sort of experimental, I will say, I guess, math rock kind of style, even though that song was really, it wasn't really that mathy. It was in, like, I think the whole thing was in 4, but still, you know, it sounds kind of out there. So if you're into that, I would definitely recommend, because the album is pretty good. It's a little hectic, but I like it. Okay, moving on. We got more tunes coming up. How about some Saint Vincent? 91.5 WMFM Medford.
Mother calls.
Weezer on 91.5 WMFO Medford, voice featuring voice cracks. Weezer with King of the World off their latest album, White Album, which, my opinion, is their best ever. Now, best since probably Maladroit, which is an often overlooked album. I don't know. I think it's all right. Maladroit's all right. But this album's great. It's solid all the way through. Best since Pinkerton. That's what a lot of people have been saying. Because if you don't know, Weezer put out two albums that are great. Even though their second one wasn't as well acclaimed at first, but now it is. But they put out two albums, and then the second one was panned, and then Rivers, the lead guy, was like, "All right, we gotta make people like us again." And so then they just put out a string of not great albums, and then came back a few years ago with sort of a comeback record. Which was pretty good, and then this one is very good. It's called Weezer, but it's the White Album because they have a few self-titled, if you didn't know. Before that, Lynyrd Skynyrd with I Know a Little, a request from my dad. Could you tell? For that, St. Vincent with Surgeon off of Strange Mercy, her third album, came out in 2011. One of my favorite albums. Real treat. I want to get that on vinyl. It's real good, real tasteful. St. Vincent's a singer-songwriter who is super talented. Probably one of my favorite singer-songwriters. Definitely my favorite female singer-songwriter. She's so good. Although I wasn't a huge fan of her last album, but it happens. You know, you have that. Even though everyone else seemed to like it, everyone else who knows St. Vincent loved that album and was acclaimed all over. And you know, but I didn't like it for some reason. It just sounded. I've given it chances, and I just can't do it. Whatever. That's just my weird taste acting up. All right. Got some more stuff. I'm gonna leave a bit early today, but I do have one final block of tunes, and I'm excited to share a couple longer tracks for you guys. Hope this show had, I think this show has a good bit of variety here. Sorry my energy's a bit low, but hopefully the music will compensate for that. Alright, let's keep going. Here is Don Caballero on 91.5 WFM Medford. We'll be right back. Real Estate on 91.5 WMFO Medford with All the Same off of their sophomore release Days, which is my favorite of theirs, although I have not listened to the debut, so I guess it's not a fair thing to say. However, yeah, that's the closing track to that album. A lot of voice cracks today. Closing track to that album, really good way to close out the album. It's a nice, it's a really, the album is called Days. It's very easy to listen, very unlike a lot of the other stuff I've played today, but yeah, it's pretty easy, very laid back listen. Good album for, you know, just chilling out, maybe driving or something. Yeah, that kind of thing. And it's I thought I was above Real Estate because I was like, ugh, all the music is all just run of the mill indie, cookie cutter indie songs with just soaked in reverb and whatnot, but you know, it's not fair to judge bands like that, so I gave it a shot. I actually enjoy it. I enjoy them quite a bit. You know, you gotta be in the right mood for it, and I think it's definitely a sort of a summer band, so I think that, you know, it's kind of a seasonal band, but nonetheless, really quality music, in my opinion, from Real Estate. For that, Don Caballero with Don Caballero 3 off of What Burns Never Returns, which I think is their third album. Yeah, some math rock there as well. Experimental math rock stuff, even though I'm sure they'd hate to be called math rock. No, bands don't like to be called math rock. I feel like it kind of boxes you in. So I get that, but yeah, I dig it. Pretty experimental stuff, but it sounds improvised too, but it's not. It's all meticulously planned out, which is really impressive to me, and the drumming's out of this world. Yeah. I'm going to close it off here. I'm going to get going. I thought I'd leave early, but I guess I'm sort of right on time because I got a 6-minute song coming up. Try to guess what that is. Oh, the 6 minutes. It's actually 5:59, but whatever. Yeah, I'll be back next week, hopefully with some guests. We'll see what happens. Hopefully at all. I'll be back. No, I probably will be. But yeah, close it out with some Animal Collective. Keep it here. Tune right here, 91.5 WMFO Medford. Open up your, open up your, open up your throat and let the all of that time, all of that time, all of that time go. I know it sucks that daddy's dumb, but try to think of what you want. You got to open up your, open up your, open up your throat. Man! Open up your, 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 open up your throat. Open up your, open up your, open up your throat. Let the all that time, all that time, all that time go. I know it's not.